The Anchor.
Otto Schwartz, an artisan from Bremen, was arrested on suspicion of spying. 6 months spent in solitary confinement and constant night interrogations turned him from a healthy young man to a desperate old man. After the Congress of Vienna in 1813, he and other prisoners of the regime of Napoleon were released, but Otto's short temper played a cruel joke on him. He was rude to one of the guards escorting him to the amnesty chamber. To teach Schwartz humility, he was chained to an anchor for a week. And now here he is, sitting on a barrel, with his head bowed to his knees. His ankles and neck are raw from the iron hoops. This is especially humiliating for Otto, who was always so proud of his perfect posture. He has a burning pain from the constant tension in his neck and back. The muscles of his arms and legs go numb. His whole body cramps, but any attempt to change position or relax leads to even more pain. Twice a day, the wardens remove the anchor so he can feel the difference. On the third day of the punishment, Otto was informed that all political criminals are already free. After hearing this news, the man cursed his bad temper and cried. His wife and 13-year-old daughter were waiting for him at home. He did not know whether he would be released at the end of this torture or put into solitary confinement again.